I received a question today from a shareholder wondering whether I would be willing to discuss the refinancing a bit more and also to address the timing question. He was hoping for my opinion about where we stand in the process and whether shareholders should brace themselves for something really undesirable. First of all, let me give you a sense of the targeted refinancing and how it differs from the previous financing. See, until now, Regulation D Rule 504 funding, or Rule 144 debt conversion, was the primary fundraising method. Participants in that type of funding, they're oriented to the short term. In particular, they look for their profit through the sale of stock that was purchased at a discount as soon as their legal constraints permit. It's purely monetary and as short term as possible from their point of view. The effect of that approach to financing is wasting the potential assistance that investors can be to the companies in which they're invested. Instead, treadmill-oriented investment mechanisms like this, they're cut and dried and transactional, moving from one to the other transaction. It's also a management distraction, I can tell you, with constant negotiations, constant documentary processes, constant legal reviews, and so on. Now, the current refinancing discussions are based on an entirely different premise. That premise is that we deserve a higher quality of financing relationship now because we have demonstrated the commitment and competence in the business to have earned valuable, high-quality retailer relationships that have endured. These can be worth a lot on a long-term basis. Many companies would like to have these retailer relationships. So these trading relationships are highly prized commercial assets. We've also demonstrated that we know how to develop and manufacture product reliably, deliver it in good condition, consistently adhere to complicated operating protocols that are imposed by major retailers, and so on. It's more difficult to do that work than meets the eye, I can tell you. Now, in other words, we're a good candidate for long-term refinancing that allows us to focus our energies into the work at hand, and at the same time take the pressure off our stock by ending 504 financing so that demand for the shares can catch up with the existing supply of the shares. Now, this breather from issuance of new shares would have a big impact on the trading dynamic and let our market cap return to higher levels again. Now, the critics would have us believe that there is no such animal. They ridicule the idea of benevolent financing. They suggest that all financing at our level of the investment marketplace is toxic and that no good can come of this and that winning brands is toast. Well, that's nonsense. It's a big world out there. There are all kinds of people, all kinds of investors, motives, patience levels, personal and professional interests, and so forth. It's a matter of finding the right match. We've been working with two experienced intermediaries since late February. Their mandate that I gave them is to introduce us to financing that is more relational and less severely transactional. Now, that's a subtle but important difference in concept to understand, to really grasp what we're after. Financing that is relational to, not merely transactional. Now, in that model, long-term mutual gain is the criterion for success. Not just the successful sale by one party of 504 subscription as soon as possible by someone who by all intents and purposes doesn't care about the business, the people, or anything else except for the share price over a very short time frame. Now, the reason it's not ridiculous to plan an investment with a horizon of a few years, with the caliber of participant being a good fit, is that we already have a number of such individuals in the mix as retail investors. And the refinancing under discussion is focused on bringing in so-called accredited parties who simply have the same perspective as our longs. So, in summary, what I'm trying to accomplish is to replace the sourcing of capital from transactional subscriptions with a model that looks to the company's well-being, and by extension, the well-being of its owners, the shareholders. including the newest refinancing investors. The new model would let early investors recover the value of their holding by letting the supply of new shares dry up. And it would let the new investors benefit from the foundation that has been built by positioning them well vis-a-vis the elevation of the company in the investment market tiers, perhaps starting out with a line of credit secured by preferred shares or other means. Where there's a will, there's a way. And where there's a willingness to be decent, there is a way. Now, not having a finished deal yet is not necessarily a bad sign. It's not just about whether prospective participants accept or reject us, quote-unquote. Not having a finished deal yet is also about that deep and good quality thinking with prospects that is occurring. I mean, what does the company really need? What protection of current shareholder interests can be reconciled with the aspirations of new investors? I would argue that the quality of the ensuing refinancing will benefit from the work that we're doing in thinking about these things. So as far as I'm concerned, it's clear from the contact that we've already had with possible participants that the quality of person that we're interested in working with exists and has interest in us, too. Now, this has been accomplished in the past 2 or 3 months. Now, getting details agreed has yet to be done, and it's impossible to say how long that will take. It could literally be days, weeks, or months yet. And yes, I've said months. And perhaps the lesson that I should apply to all this is to not provide any additional prediction, and instead to keep leveling with you, as is my nature in the relationship with the shareholders, about the process, which could include ensuring that you know if we've hit a dead end. But the good news is that there definitely is not a dead end in this case. We are not at a dead end. The goal of connecting with the most suitable party or parties has been helped by the generous assistance of people in the industry who have been willing to share good contacts. There is nothing even close to a dead end. As recently as this afternoon in a telephone conference with one such contact, for example, I was greatly encouraged by the fact that the interest of current shareholders was front and center in the discussion, and that went smoothly, and quite frankly, I didn't have to work as hard for that point as I normally do, because the quality on the other end, the quality of prospect, was there. So, I have no doubt that a sensible arrangement will emerge from the current initiative, and I thank our shareholders for understanding that it's more beneficial for us that purposeful dialogue is ongoing with suitable participants than rushing into close a deal for its own sake if it doesn't feel right in the details. So thank you for your question, thank you for your interest in this matter, and your goodwill toward Winning Brands expressed in so many ways.